In active service, they go out in defense of country and to preserve world peace. Some of them do not make it back to their families as they fall in battle. On November 11 each year, their fellow men and women in active service and those who had retired gather at cenotaphs in various countries to honor the great sacrifices of people in World War I and other conflicts globally. Ghana and the world community will go silent for 2 minutes later in the day to observe this year's Remembrance Day to mark the end of the hostilities of world wars. Here's Rosemary Gazy with a write-up on Remembrance Day, also called Poppy Day.
In honor of their compatriots who died in the line of duty, Remembrance Day, also referred to as Poppy Day or Armistice Day, is one global event observed to highlight the sacrifices of members of the armed forces whose desire was to preserve world peace. Various literature on war history indicate that for the first time in 4 years of continuous war, precisely on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, the guns fell silent on the Western Front. Another significance of this day was the signing of the armistice between Germany on one hand and the alliance of Britain, France and Russia on the other. Records have it that the day was specifically dedicated by King George V of the United Kingdom on November 7, 1919, as a day of remembrance for members of the armed forces who were killed during World War I. The first official Armistice Day was subsequently held on the grounds of Buckingham Palace in the morning of November 11, 1919, and this has set the trend for a day of remembrance for decades. The Red Remembrance Poppy, which has become a familiar emblem of Remembrance Day, has been traced to the poem In Flanders Field, which was said to be written by a Canadian military doctor and artillery commander, Major John McCrae. It was in honor of a fellow Canadian artillery officer, Lieutenant Alexis Helmer, who was killed on May 2, 1915. Part of the poem In Flanders Field reads, "We are the dead, short days ago. We lived, saw dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields." As Ghana observes yet another remembrance for her gallant men and women, the part Ghanaians could play is for us to pray for world peace. But until peace is attained, it is only proper to continue to observe the annual Poppy Day with the sounding of the last post. Followed by the period of silence and the sounding of rouse, often mistakenly referred to as reveille. This should give meaning to our forebears' ultimate sacrifice in world wars, the fight for independence, conflict in Ghana, and in peacekeeping operations worldwide. This is Rosemary Gazy in Accra.